Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A lot of attention. He's,
sure be.
In terms of trash, what to do with it, what should the state do about it? I mean, it's a pretty long piece, Tom. Well done.
Hey,
thanks,
Tom,
for joining us this morning. What's the latest? Why is this back, you know, in the news?
Well, because the Hartford trash plant, the trash to energy plant in the South Meadows, that's big, huge, you know, Rube Goldberg contraption.
Can't miss it.
Is going to close. At least that's the plan, on or about July 1st.
Okay.
And what the agency that runs it is wants to then ship all of the garbage out of state.
Right.
And that's why it's in the news. I mean, the sort of dramatic part of it is, can the plant last until July 1st?
Ooh.
I mean, the thing is, it's held together with, you know, bubble gum and chicken wire, and it has failed.
It's old.
It's failed any number of times. And
there was
a colossal failure a few years ago. Unbelievable.
By the way, in your piece at ctmirror.org, you do have some photos, and you can see dust accruing on all kinds of things. I mean, not much has been done since it really went into operation.
No. They've tried to bring in a private contractor, and they couldn't work out the money. And so, you know, 4 years went by and nothing happened. And meanwhile, the plant just kept breaking down. And I mean, some parts of that plant date to 1951.
God.
Something breaks, try and get parts for it. It's been allowed to go on too long. And meanwhile, there's a whole new generation of options, you know, anaerobic digestion, you know, ways of lessening the amount of garbage that goes into the plant.
Right, right.
And that's the key here. That is the key, you know, more recycling, more composting. You know, you've got to get organics out of trash plants.
That's right.
One thing, you know, food scrap, they don't burn very well.
No.
You know,
they don't taste good either.
they don't burn very well, and they, you know, they promote methane and dumps, and they just do a lot of bad things. But on the other hand, if you can compost it or use it to produce energy, you can produce it through anaerobic digestion, you can produce methane that generates electricity. They do that in Southington.
Isn't that where they're doing it at Mount Trashmore? Aren't they running methane out of there?
Quantum in Southington is the one that is Quantum Biopower in Southington. And anaerobic digestion is basically what happens in a cow's stomach. You know, which is why cows emit a lot of methane.
Yeah, but, they do.
Well, Tom, we're talking with Tom Condon from ctmirror.org. I guess why not find a place and get the money and just build a modern facility? You know, it sounds like from the article that they're just going to outsource this, which long term seems like a bad financial idea. What's in the way? Nobody wants this in their backyard. Like, I don't understand why there isn't a more logical solution when you have had decades to solve it.
I don't either, frankly. I mean, they thought they had it solved in 2014. They thought that was what was going to happen, that a private company would come in. But the deal was flawed in the sense that they were asking a private company to put $330 million into it, but not let them run the operation. Well,
hello.
Doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way.
Well, and Tom, in the environmental aspect of it, there were a number of people at UConn Health who were very concerned about that plant being down in the South Meadow because it was polluting, at least the way they saw it, was the neighborhood. So you got the, Brian's right. You've got a NIMBY going there.
Oh, yeah. No, that's the truth. I mean, although plants such as that are cleaner than they used to be, so are dumps are a little better managed than they used to be, they still present a hazard. In
sure.
the case of the South Meadows, it combines with the highway
where
there's a lot of transportation pollution. So, yeah, the air in the South Meadows is not pristine, and so they have reason to worry.
I like the historical backup, though. Everybody forgets about CRRA.
Oh, yeah.
And they did this deal with Exxon. Who the guys down in Enron?
Enron.
And, they're going to give us all this money per kilowatt hour, and it'll be great. And it just fell apart, and the whole thing just went south.
Yep. Yeah, I don't think that the full story has ever come out.
No.
Because there's more to it than that. I mean, they got some of the money back, but they were still out millions. It was ridiculous. And
right.
So, yeah, history,
those were golden days, though, actually.
I'm sorry?
That was a beautiful day, a beautiful, beautiful time.
Yeah.
Well, this is a story that's just kind of frustrating. Yeah. And so thank you, Tom, for adding to our Monday frustrations.
I'm ready to take on the week, baby. By the way, if you guys want to read the story, and it is, as Brian said, fairly lengthy, but it's very comprehensive.
But it gives you good overall context of the history of the setup, which I really appreciate.
Seemed like a good idea at the time, and maybe it could be. Of course, we say that a lot, don't we? CTMirror.org. Tom Condon, always great to have you on, buddy.
Hey, thanks, guys.
All right, there you go.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.